دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
روز بخیر و وقت خوش شنوندگان عزیز، من دبی امینی هستم و در این برنامه از یکی از کاندیداهای کالیفرنیا در کنگره دعوت کردم که میهمان برنامه باشن تا شما عزیزانی که در منطقه ایشون، یعنی منطقه 36 که در حال حاضر تد لو از حزب دموکرات نماینده اون هست، با این نماینده جمهوری خواه آشنا بشید و رأی خودتون رو با آشنایی بیشتری ابلاغ بفرمایید. مهمان امروز آقای جو کالینز هستند که در نیروی دریایی آمریکا خدمت کردند و در جنگ با عراق حضور داشتند. از 13 سال پیش بعد از اینکه خدمت در نیروی دریایی رو به اتمام رسوندند، به عنوان یک حسابدار و صاحب یک کسب و کار کوچک شاغل بودند و هم اکنون آمادگی این رو دارند که در کنگره به عنوان نماینده منطقه 36 رفاهی که رویای زندگی در آمریکا به همراه داره رو فراهم بکنند. Mr. Joe Collins, welcome to today's program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's nice to have you here. Joe, before I start anything, I want to mention this. It seems most African Americans today lean more towards the left on the political spectrum. How did you come to take a more conservative stance as a Republican running for the office?
Well, I think that when it comes to conservatism versus liberalism, a lot of people are socially liberal and fiscally conservative, but a lot of black people are conservative, but they vote Democrat because you don't necessarily see Republicans coming into black communities. This is really far in between that you see Republican. I know I'm from South Central Los Angeles, and when I ran for Congress last election cycle against Maxine Waters, that was the first time that a lot of people from the inner city had actually seen a Republican or have actually had any experience talking to a Republican, especially one that was from the same community as them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really swayed by personal persuasion. I became a Republican when I joined the United States Navy in 2004. And it was because of the history of the Republican Party. The Republican Party was created for freedom. It was created so people can live their life without the influence of the government. It was created as the anti-slavery party. And it was created in part by black people, by African Americans. The Democrat Party was the complete opposite of that. The Democrat Party was created as a slavery party. They created a lot of laws that disenfranchised black communities. But I think what we're seeing right now in today's day is, in my opinion, it's kind of like going back to the Reconstruction era where, you know, everybody came to the Democrat Party, or everybody who was in the Democrat Party is coming to the Republican Party because the Democrat Party is spending the wealth of the Americans in the United States. And the Republicans, we want to protect the wealth. And so we see a slow transition from people leaving the Democrat Party now to the Republican Party. And it really reminds me of the Reconstruction era.
That's true. Actually, I think the person in Congress from the state of Hawaii, I can't remember her name, but I think she just left the Democrat Party and joined the Republican Party as well.
Well, it's Tulsi Gabbard. She left the Democrat Party, but she hadn't officially said she's a Republican. As of right now, she's an independent. But the transition is happening with a lot of people.
That's true. شنوندگان عزیز، اگر خیلی خیلی خلاصه بخوام چیزی رو که ایشون گفتن ترجمه بکنم، برای که من از ایشون پرسیدم که به عنوان یک سیاه‌پوست آمریکایی و اون چیزی که این روزها به نظر میرسه که اکثر سیاه‌پوست‌ها ترجیح میدن که به حزب دموکرات رأی بدن و چطور ایشون به عنوان یک سیاه‌پوست برای کنگره آمریکا دارن میرن از طرف کالیفرنیا ولی جمهوری خواه و ریپابلیکن هستن، ایشون توضیح دادن که در سال 2004 وقتی که به نیروی دریایی آمریکا پیوستن یاد گرفتن که جمهوری خواهان در واقع سیاستی داشتن ضد بردگی و موافق با آزادی و از اون موقع بود که تشخیص دادن که دوست دارن که از این حزب پشتیبانی بکنن. Let's go to the plans that you have for your district. district, I'm sorry. What district 32 is these days? All of the areas changed, so I'm not familiar with them as well as I should be.
Yeah, so I'm in a new 36th congressional district. They did switch it up, so I have part of the 33rd, the old 33rd, part of the new 43rd, and part of a lot of other districts. But for the new 36th congressional district, we have everywhere from Rancho Palos Verdes, every single beach city up to Santa Monica, West Los Angeles, Brentwood, Beverly Hills. We have El Segundo, West Torrance, and Lomita.
Wow, these are all the cities that Persian people has the most population in. That's very interesting, and I'm glad to have you here on the Persian Radio, one of the biggest broadcasts in Persian community, outside of Iran, obviously. One of the major concerns these days is public safety. People feel that they are not safe as they used to be. The rate of crime is increasing. What are your plans to make these areas safer and better for our citizens?
I think one of the biggest things that we have to talk about first is the people who are far right and people who are far left when it comes to law enforcement. Now, for me, I'm right down the middle. I believe that we need to increase the budget for the law enforcement, but I think also we need accountability. And we need that way we can rebuild the relationship between the law enforcement and the community. I think that's going to be extremely important. You find that there's a lot of law enforcement officers that feel jaded because of the defund the police movements and actual budgets getting cut while still having to go do the same job with less money, less equipment, less vehicles, less cars, less, you know, tactical dogs and equipment and whatnot. But, you know, you have a lot of people who are saying, you know, wholeheartedly, we need to support the police and we need to ignore every single issue that they have within the department. What we've been knowing for a long time is there are active gangs in the sheriff's department and there are a few gangs in the police department. And this has been proven on a regular basis. So accountability is absolutely important, but we also need to increase the budget so the good law enforcement officers can weed out the bad ones and they can start protecting our communities like they need to, because right now crime is running rampant. We have, you know, gang violence all over the place, and this is even in our district, and we have an extremely affluent district. Smash and grabs, and we have a district attorney that let people walk free.
Did I hear you right? Did you say that we have gang members in the sheriff department and the police department of Los Angeles County?
Yes, it's verified. 15 known active gangs within the sheriff's department.
Oh, my goodness. And how are you going to be able to identify these people? Are they, I'm sure they are not out there clearly. It's just, right?
Well, I think we have to change the environment of the law enforcement. I think that we have to increased training, and we have to start identifying the signs. I think right now a few signs of gang members that are in the police force are tattoos. And so I think that we need to start drilling down on the law enforcement officers. I think that we need to take the FBI record checks that they go through a little more serious, and we need to increase the training that they have. So if you want to be an officer, the training will be so strenuous that it have to be a dedicated approach to serving our communities, just like we have when we're in the military.
Very interesting. دوستان عزیز، وقتی که راجع به امنیت شهر صحبت شد، آقای جو کالینز اشاره می‌کنند به این مسئله که متاسفانه در خود پلیس و شریف دیپارتمنت افرادی شناخته شدند به عنوان اینکه عضو گنگ هستند و خب مشخصاً میتونن ناامنی اضافه بکنن و ایشون پیشنهادهای بسیار جالبی دارن برای اینکه بتونن این اشخاص رو تشخیص بدن که چه کسایی هستند و امیدوار هستن که بتونن پلیسی رو داشته باشن و نیروی امنیتی رو داشته باشن که بسیار بهتر در خدمت شهروندان باشه. When we talk about safety, it always comes to mind the problem with homeless people. Not that I'm not saying that they are dangerous, but there are people who are homeless and they have, for whatever reason, mental illnesses or other reasons, they are not as safe as they could be living in the street. What are you planning to do about that?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that we have to do when it comes to homelessness is we have to identify the reason why people are homeless. And mm-hmm. I think that the California government has spent a lot of money on that. According to Cal Matters, on any given night, you have between right now 175,000 to 180,000 people that are sleeping on the street, to which 27% of those people have some type of mental health issue mm-hmm. Or some drug addiction. And so to be able to solve that problem, not completely, but put a dent in that problem, we have to reopen these mental health facilities and make these people go there and not allow themselves to check themselves out prior to the completion of their treatment. But on another note, a lot of people are sleeping on the streets because it's too expensive to live in California. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough money to buy housing, but they don't have enough money to move to a state that has a more effective cost of living. So we have to look at that as well. One of the biggest reasons why the cost of living is so high is because, for one, it's so much regulation on development. Mm-hmm. Number two, we're literally taxed out of house and home. I mean, mm-hmm. taxes eat at the wealth of every single American, regardless if you're rich or regardless if you're middle to lower class. And we have to cut that. We have to cut the wasteful spending. We have to cut the unnecessary taxes, and we have to release some of the restrictions so the cost of development could be cheaper, so people can actually be able to afford housing here in California.
I agree. You talked about affording housing and how expensive it is in California to live in California, especially with the high tax that we pay. But before I go to my next question, which is about living so expensively these days, let me translate what we talked about homelessness. آقای جو کالینز مهمان برنامه امروز هستن و دارن اشاره میکنن به اینکه به مسئله بی خانمان ها رو میشه از طریق اینکه ریهاب درست کرد برای افرادی که ممکن هست از نظر ذهنی بیماری داشته باشن و یا اینکه اعتیاد داشته باشن به مواد مخدر بهشون کمک کرد. و بعد در ضمن اشاره میکنن که خیلی ها از اینها هم هستن که متاسفانه نمی تونن پرداخت بکنن هزینه رو که باید برای خونه ها پرداخت بشه. So with talking about expenses these days, is there anything you can do about inflation, the high tax that you pay in California as a congressman?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot that we can do. We can, as congressmen, we can stop the federal government from spending so much money. Since Joe Biden's been in office these last 2 years, he has printed over $5 trillion mm-hmm. and he sent the money out to basically things that does nothing to benefit the Americans. Mm-hmm. And so we have to stop that type of wasteful spending. We have a lot of transportation supply issues, supply chain issues, and the Biden administration says that it's transitory and it's not. This is due to terrible policies. I mean, we have to add more common sense into the policies that we're passing here in America. And I think that when it comes to bills, when the bills carry a price burden, we have to ensure that the cost for that bill is going specifically to what the bill is written out about. Like, they have Inflation Reduction Act, which does nothing to reduce the amount of inflation. And in order to take advantage of the Inflation Reduction Act, you actually have to spend money. And mm-hmm. and a lot of times we don't have the money to spend to take advantage of a program that's intended to do something that is not. That's a blatant lie. And I don't think the federal government should be able to lie to the American taxpayers.
I don't think they should be able to lie either. That's for a fact and something that they have to really make a note of. So with the upcoming election, a lot of people think that the number of Republican Congress is going to have more number of Republicans in there. And you think that that's the only way, if you want to see a change in the entire America, is to have more Republicans in Congress. Is that true? In Congress, is that true?
You know, it sounds good, but I'm going to be a realist. Too much of anything is always bad. We don't just need Republicans. We need good Republicans who have common sense mm-hmm. and who have already have, you know, something to put on the line for America. But we also need good Democrats in office as well, mm-hmm. because too much of anything is bad. But we need people with common sense. We can't have a bunch of Ted Lieu, Maxine Waters, or AOCs running around thinking that they know something. They don't have a stake in the United States. They don't know anything about commerce, taxes, accounting. They don't know anything about international relations. Mm-hmm. And we need more people who have that knowledge and those abilities to make those connections and relationships in office today.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I always say. Ted Lieu is the one that is representing this district 36 in Congress right now. And I think if people are happy with what's happening right now, with a lot of issues that we just talked about, like the police and the safety and the homelessness, economy and everything, then they should go ahead and vote for him again. But if they really want to see a change, maybe it's time to give a chance to new people. Just give them the time and see what happens next. But I think just voting for the same people over and over and expecting a change perhaps is not the right thing that we can do. Should I call you Congressman to be? I want to use a title. Joe, I call you Joe for that. You know what's happening in Iran these days. Mm-hmm. You know that people are out there asking for their freedom. It's just what they're asking for is literally the basics of a human right. And you see the pictures of Mahsa Amini here in the studio. The banner of woman, life, liberty. If you're in Congress, and since we are on the Persian radio right now, what would be able to do to help the Persian community's voice be heard and do something for the country?
Well, that's a really good question.
And a tough one. I got you.
It depends. You know, it depends. I served 13 and a half years in the United States Navy. I'm a combat veteran. So I believe in peace and I believe in freedom. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the history of other countries, the history of the other countries, it was free. Right. They don't have the radicalism that you have right now in a lot of the Middle Eastern countries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've came so far from what they used to be. But I think, you know, getting back to the traditional roots of, like you said, basic freedoms is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that supporting people like myself and others who want peace across the world, who want the freedom across the world, is the only way we're going to be able to get there.
Definitely. And I really hope that everybody is going to come and support this cause, because it's really important for everybody. But back to our own country and back to your own district. We see a lot of, recently we witnessed a lot of anti-Semitism acts. Like, I know that before Yom Kippur, there were certain people going house to house in the areas that mostly Jewish people live, leaving anti-Semite notes at their door. There was one that they blamed Jews for COVID. There was another one that they blamed them, I don't even remember for what, for something else. Is there anything you can do about this?
Yeah, actually it is. You know, supporting our law enforcement to protect our communities is the number one thing that we can do. Also, we have to be mindful. America is a melting pot. It's mm-hmm. always been a melting pot. And we have to start having respect for people like we used to have. Right now, nobody has respect for anything. Everybody wants everyone else to think like them 100%. And if you don't mm-hmm. think like them, you don't act like them, you don't share the same faith or worship the same God or have the same religion, and all of a sudden something is wrong with you. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, he was a pastor, and he had one of the biggest black churches in South Los Angeles before he passed away. And he used to tell us, mind your own business and leave other folks' business alone, and God's going to bless you. And he said, and while you're looking at the problems that somebody else has, leave their problems alone and look at your own problems, and then be blessed if you can fix your own problems. Mm-hmm. Now we have a lot of people looking at everybody else's business, and they want to stir somebody else's pot when they don't even have vegetables in their own pot to stir.
I 100% agree. Joe, unfortunately, the time is coming to an end. And I believe that there are people in our audience members who would like to get to know you better. They would like to get familiar with your plans and policies in the future. They might want to support your campaign. Please let us know how people can reach out to you.
Yes, the easiest way is to go to my website, joecollinsforcongress.com. It's all spelled out. And you can send me an email at public@joecollinsforcongress.org.
Thank you so much. I wrote down your website, but I didn't get a chance to write down your email address. So Joe Collins is JoeCollins, congress.com. And your email address again?
It's public mm-hmm. at Joe Collins forcongress.org, and it's okay. all spelled out.
This is easy as long as you guys know how to spell Joe Collins.
Yeah.
Pas hast JoeCollins. میتونید پیداشون بکنید، باشون بیشتر آشنا بشید. واقعا ببینید اگر که شهری که دارین توی زندگی میکنید. One last quick question. The ballots are out. Where is your name in the ballot? Let them help them to find your name there if they want to vote for you.
So if you're in a district, you're going to look under U.S. House of Representatives, California 36th District, and you'll see my name, Joe E. Collins 3. Make sure you check my name. Get your friends and your family members to check my names and collect their ballots and make sure their ballots get turned in.
Thank you so much. Joe, I want to thank you for dedicating your time being with us today. And I really hope that if you're getting elected, you're going to be a good congressman for people of California in general, specifically for people who are in your district.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It was nice having you. دوستان عزیز، تا برنامه آینده و معرفی یک نامزد دیگر یا کاندیدای دیگر در شهر لس آنجلس یا کالیفرنیا، با همگی شما عزیزان خداحافظی میکنم. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community, with Debbie Amini.